review Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem was today's Daf. Itmar Chardal Shalosh Umeir of Shabbos, mustard that was needed before Shabbos, but still needs more mixing on Shabbos. Gemara has four opinions about what you're allowed to do. Amar Rav Memachu Bekli of Lo B'Yad. Rav says it can be mixed with a liquid in a utensil, but not by hand, since it mixes more thoroughly by hand. Amar Shmuel Memachu B'Yad Vein Memachu Bekli. It can be mixed by hand because that's an unusual way to mix, but not with the utensil, which is a normal way to mix it. Rav Lazar Omer, third opinion, Echadze Vechadze Aser. Both when you do it B'Yad and when you do it Bekli, it's Aser, and that was the opinion followed by Abaye and Rava and Barashi, but not by Zeira, whose wife would mix mustard for him on Shabbos, and he had no problem eating it. Rabbi Yochanan's fourth opinion says it could be mixed both by hand and by kli, even though Rabbi Yochanan ultimately retracted this opinion, Marzutra Paskins this way, and even allows adding honey to the mixture, as long as the Yitrof El Ma'ari, the person doesn't beat the mixture, simply stirs it. The Gemara has similar rules about mixing cress and garlic. The Mishnah said, Va'osin anumlin b'Shabbos, we can make a drink of wine, honey, and pepper on Shabbos. But the Braisa adds, Enos and Aluntis, a different kind of drink that's made with old wine, clear water, and balsam oil, since it's considered to be a medication because it cools the body after a bathhouse. Rav Yosef even remarked about its tremendous cooling effects, how he felt like he could die. If he would have had it a second time, he would lose his schar and olam haba if he'd be saved and not die from it. It didn't have an overwhelming effect on Marukva because Tashbe, Marukva was used to it, and when someone's used to something, things don't have an overwhelming effect on them. Zak the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein sharen es achilsis beposhrin." Person cannot soak achilsis in warm water. The Gemara originally thinks that that's an issur d'oraisa, but Abaye says, "Midrabanan shaliyasek derek shuasa b'chol." No, it's only a din d'rabanan. They shouldn't do uvda d'chol. They shouldn't act like a weekday activity. Rabbi Yanai holds it's even usher to soak achilsis in cold water, and the Mishnah only singled out warm water since it follows Rabbi Yossi's lone opinion that it is mutter in cold water. Chilsis is used to treat yukra deliba, chest pains. When on a 3-day regimen of chilsis, Rav Acha bar Yosef was permitted to drink it on Shabbos because healthy people sometimes drink it, and he was even permitted to mix it in cold water and then put it out in the sun, even according to the Rabbanan, who don't normally allow mixing it with cold water because discontinuing a regimen can be dangerous, so he's allowed to continue it since he started drinking on Thursday and Friday. The Gemara has two discussions about freshly laundered clothing. First, right after clothing is washed, it could be pretty stiff. Rubbing it can soften it up and can also make the clothing cleaner. Rav Acha bar Yosef was told by Rav Huna that he cannot rub a freshly washed scarf because it looks like you're brightening it. Rav Safra told him that he may rub a freshly washed shirt since his main intention was to soften the material. If a freshly washed shirt has poles stuck inside of it to help spread it out for drying, you're allowed to remove the clothing from the poles because you're not directly moving the poles, which themselves are muktzah, but you're not allowed to remove the poles from the clothing because the poles are muktzah, unless they're klei kavei, they're weaver's poles, because weaver's poles are not muktzah. Rav Chista gives 13 bits of advice to Talmid Chachamim, mostly about maximizing limited food, such as how to ration and divide bread, which type of bread to eat, clothing resources if they are poor. He also advises about maintaining their sense of dignity by avoiding staining their clothing, not giving clothing with shukva zera stains to a hostess, and a whole host of other bits of advice. Rav Chista also gave 8 bits of advice to his daughters about how to remain attractive to their husbands by avoiding gaseous foods, avoiding going to the bathroom in the same place that their husbands go, how to act during Tashmish Hamita, amongst other bits of advice. Zak the Mishnah toward the end of the daf, Gorfin Milfnei Apatam Musalkin Stadim Neharei, we could sweep dirt from a feeding trough that's used by an ox that is being fattened for slaughter, and we're allowed to move food over to the side so it doesn't get ruined. The Chamos and the Chamos say you can't do either of these things. The Gemara explains that the machlokas about sweeping is only be evil shalkli, a trough that is a utensil, but even Rabbi Dosa would be machmir by evil shalkarka, a trough made out of land, since sweeping it would be a violation of mashvagumos, even out the holes in the ground, just like sweeping a dirt floor is a problem. That would be the same thing. The Mishnah said, Abai explains, we can take food from in front of a donkey which doesn't drool and isn't picky about food, and put it in front of an ox who drools and is picky about food, but you can't do it in the reverse. You can't take food from in front of an ox and then put it in front of a donkey, since the food will already be ruined by the drool of the ox and will be considered to be muktzah at that point, so it's only one-way street, it can only go in that direction. That's Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem.